Okay, question of the day, 426-5343, asking you any interesting stories behind the names that you gave your children, or maybe names that you have, or is anybody named after a song? And it's up on our Facebook page. We'll leave it up there all day. We're just having some great comments from people telling their stories. Renee says, I always said if I ever had a daughter, we would call her Shannon.
Oh.
After the Henry Gross song from the 70s.
Yes.
And we did. Third child was a girl, and they named her Shannon. She says, great, I'm named after a lost dog. Hang on a second. This is the song.
Shannon's gone. She's drifting on the sea. She always loved to swim away.
Yeah, the Irish, wasn't it
I did not know it was about a dog.
You didn't know it? Apparently, no. The story is it's about an Irish setter that got swept out into the ocean.
Okay, that's just disgusting.
But it's a beautiful song.
It is, but the subject matter is a bit weird.
But you see, look, all these years and you didn't know that.
I just liked
the song. So I thought, you know what? Shannon is, you know, if your name's Shannon, that might, you know, and you were born after 1975, that may be why you should ask your parents.
Exactly.
What about some of the other ones? The really popular names for girls. Brandy, of course.
The sailors say Brandy.
Yep.
You're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, you could steal a sailor from the sea.
Yeah, this one. All right, and what about if you were born in the mid-80s and your name is Amanda?
I'm gonna take you by surprise and make you realize, Amanda. I'm gonna tell you right away, I can't wait another day, Amanda.
That was a huge, huge hit. And then, if you were born after 1976 and your name is Beth. Okay, that was that was from a Kiss, and nobody wanted to record that, by the way. That was their biggest hit, and nobody wanted to record it.
What do you mean nobody? Nobody in the band?
In the band. They're like, what is this?
Why are we doing a ballad?
Exactly. And finally, I think you will agree that this is probably girls or women with this name have this song to blame.
How happy you made me.
How many Mandys are out there because of Barry Manilow's 1975 hit Mandy?
And I would argue Rhiannon, because
Rhiannon, that's another one we
forgot.
That
is a name I'd never heard before that song came out.
How many Sarahs because of the Fleetwood Mac song Sarah in Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
Sarah Smile. So there's a lot of those. So if you have any of those names, you should find out if you don't already know. You know, how you got the name, because every time you hear the name on the radio, it could be a nice, warm fuzzy, as they say.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.